Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Let's go and have a chat with Adrian Bott. Morning, Adrian.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, Adrian.
And, mate, I note that Racing's First Lady's back from a little break overseas. Gay, she's been out and about with clients and showing them horses and the like. She's back in business.
Yeah, no, very happy to be back. So she's enjoying it. It's good to be able to get away and have that freshen up that we all need from time to time, and come back much better for it, that's for sure.
It might be your turn soon, Adrian.
I'm heading off next week. Really, really looking forward to it.
Nah, fair enough. Andrew, any update on the scratchings? Because I know Adrian's sweating on Ula Saba getting a run here.
Yeah.
Nothing yet.
Okay. Nothing yet with 11 minutes to go here, Adrian.
All right.
Getting a bit tight, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, look, Adrian, you did scratch him from the midweeks in preference for this race. I thought his last start effort at Canterbury indicated he wasn't far off his best. And if he does get a run today, how do you assess his chances, Ula Saba, in race six?
Yeah, just thought it was a really good opportunity to get him into this grade, particularly with the claim that we've been able to utilise. So he's right down on the weights, and with Robbie who's riding such great form and getting him in there at 50.5 kilos, I thought it was an excellent chance for a horse that's shown great improvement throughout his preparation. It was a lot of merit to his run last start. It was a solidly run race, and it was a good staying test for him, and I thought he ran very well. So I thought being able to get up to this grade with that weight off his back and right at the peak in his preparation, I think he's ready to run a big race. I'd be really want to be able to see him go around today if we can get a run.
Exactly. He likes to roll forward. Tori Joy's in the race. We know she loves to lead. You'd be happy just to take the sit with your lightweight in behind Tori Joy?
Yeah, look, I think with that lightweight, we'd certainly like to take advantage of that and be positive in the run. But we took the blinkers off last start, and I think we saw a positive effect from that. He had been leading in his first couple of races, and he had a couple of tricky draws and had to do a bit more work than we would have liked. And as I said, the pressure was on from the outset last start, so it gave us a bit of an opportunity to just be a little bit more conservative in the run. And, he relaxed beautifully in the race and, showed a good turn of foot late. So he's versatile in that sense. But we'd like to see him sort of probably a bit more intact than he was last start this time around.
And one of the more interesting runners today, Adrian, comes out of your stable in race eight, the top weight, Scholar Lee. We haven't seen him since May 3, ran in the Warrnambool Cup of last year. So what's that, about 14 months off the scene? Why the long gap, Adrian? And what can we expect from Scholar Lee today, given that he'd won five straight going into that Warrnambool Cup last year?
Yeah, look, he hasn't had any major setbacks or anything in the preparation. I know it's been quite a long time off, but I think he really felt that preparation last time. It must have knocked him about because he came back, we got him back into work, and he just didn't quite come up as well as we would have liked. So we sent him back to the paddock and gave him a nice long break and brought him. He had a preparation in Melbourne and brought him back to Sydney. He's taken a while to come to hand this time around as well, and probably needs a bit of racing to get him back to that point with such a long break. But in saying that, we've tried to give him a nice grounding here. He's had plenty of trials going into this. Probably hasn't been as sharp in his trials that we've seen as he was earlier in his career, but certainly in the last fortnight, seen him sort of really pick up in his work. So he's a horse I think will definitely take improvement off today, and will only be better placed as he gets over further later in the campaign.
Okay. And before I let you go, Adrian, can I just ask you about a winner on Thursday, a debut winner for Guri, Battle Guardian. He was a street corner tip. Everyone was watching him, and he delivered and delivered with a real wow factor. He looks a very nice rising three-year-old.
Yeah, he's a real raw individual, and we had him in Wednesday, and we just thought maybe the 1,000 metres there at the provincials might be the right way to go with him, just to give him that confidence, because he's a horse that's been able to do a couple of things wrong, and we want to be able to sort of go to a race where if he needed to make the mistakes, he could, his class would get him through, and it certainly did there, although he was very professional, he did everything right, it was excellent. So I think he's a horse that's got a lot of upside. I think we just saw he did what he had to there on debut, but he's one that will get over further, and just another great example of the terrific horses that Guri are able to breed.
Absolutely, yeah. Battle Guardian, Rule the World, amongst others who are rising three-year-olds. Sorry, Andrew. Yeah.
Now Ray, we can't let him go that easy.
Social element.
Because he might have a 2 mile winner.
Exactly.
Yeah. Social element there in the Queensland Cup, Adrian.
Yeah. Look, really happy with this horse since he's gone up to Queensland and since his run here in Sydney. He obviously came off that campaign in Melbourne. He had a while between runs. I think that was a month between runs when he went into that last 3,200 metre race in Sydney, and I thought there was so much merit to it. He sort of caught wide from a tricky draw there early on and probably forced us to do a bit more work early in the piece that we wanted to, and he certainly opened up with some strong sectionals there, making a long sustained run. And I thought he stuck on very well considering with the amount of time between runs and the work that he had to do. So he's much better for that run now. He's really happy with what we've seen from him from him since that particular run. And as I said, he's travelled up in great shape. So I'd be really happy with him going into today's run.
Mm. All righty. Well, that social element up there. Mate, I'm pushing refresh on this scratching page. There's an extra in race 9, but I just can't get you something in race 6, mate. We're just going to have to sweat on the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, no, it's looking a bit tight, unfortunately.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll wait and see. Good on you. Thanks a lot, Adrian.
Thanks very much, Andrew. Thanks, Ray.